Blog Talk Radio.
Sorry if it's hard to catch my vibe. I need a lover to trust, tell me you're on my side. Are you down for the ride? It's not easy with someone to catch my eye. But I've been waiting for you for my whole damn life, my whole lifetime. Don't be afraid to tell me if you ain't with it. I see your focus, yeah, you're so independent. It's hard for me to open up, I'll admit it. You got some shit to say, and I'm here to listen. So baby, tell me where your love lies. Waste a day and spend the night underneath the sunrise. Show me where your love lies.
I've been so into to your mystery. Is it because of a history? Are you into me? When it feels so good, but it's bad for you. Can't say I don't want it, cause I know I do. Come on over, I need your company. Craving a synergy. Don't be afraid to tell me if you ain't with it. I see you focus, see you so independent. It's hard for me to open up, but I admit it. You got some shit to say, and I'm in it. Listen, so baby,
tell me where your love lies. Waste a day and spend the night underneath the sunrise. Show me where your love lies. Overnight, tell me how you down. If you're down, don't hide it. Feeling me, you don't gotta deny it. Baby, you gon' make me overnight it. Tell me how you down.
Fuck me long, fuck me numb. Love me now when I'm gone, love me none.
all the women. Flip on a tripod, little red light on, shooting. I'm feeling like Stanley Kubrick. This is some visionary shit. Been trying to film pleasure with my eyes wide shut, but it keeps on moving. I blame it on the model bra with the Hollywood smile. Stripper booty with a rack like wow. I'll never forget ya. You put me on a feel and I never had, never had, never had. And ever since I've been trying to get it back, you pick it up and put it back. Now I'm something like the chemist on campus, but there's no drug around. Quite like what I found. Smoking anyway. She said don't let the high go to waste. But can you taste? Little taste. Novocaine, baby, baby. Novocaine, baby. I want you. Fuck me good, fuck me long, fuck me numb. Love me now when I'm gone. Love me none, love me none, love me none. Now I'm numb, numb, numb. Novocaine, Novocaine, Novocaine.
In the mirror, I see the woman down and out. She's Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. I am Miss VIP, and I am joined by my beautiful, sultry diva, La Pearl La Negra. Hey, diva, how are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you doing, diva?
I'm good, thanks. Oh, my goodness. It's been a day. But listen, tonight, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be an annual Q&A session with the Sexy Divas of Epiphany. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and y'all press 1. So tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you could be raw? And I got mine on. You got yours on, Diva?
Almost definitely, Diva. I got mine on, always.
All right. Shout out to our amazing CEO, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet, for this platform. Without him, there's no us. So, hey, and a great big thank you. So, Diva, I am excited tonight. I'm almost afraid of these questions, but
I'm not. I love it. Ask away. Ask away. I love it. Yes. Ask me. Ain't nothing, you know what? Poetry is about transparency as well.
Absolutely.
It is. I put me in my, when I write, my heart is in my words. Everything about me is in my words. You know what I mean? So,
All right. Oh, well, let's get started. This is one of my favorite poets. This is Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. Hey, Joe. How are you?
Hey, good evening, Ms. VIP. How you doing?
I'm wonderful. What's going on?
Oh, not much. Just enjoying life as it is.
All right. Well, Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. And boy, does that name just fit you. But what question do you have for the second leaders of Epiphany tonight?
Uh-oh.
Oh. Wow, okay. I didn't really have any questions for y'all. Y'all, oh, shit. Hey, can you get back to me? I got to take this call. It's an emergency. Can you get back to me?
Okay. All right.
No problem. I got to take this as an emergency. All right. Talk about that.
Diva, you just going to escape without doing a piece. That's how we doing it tonight. We're not going to do the pieces and then.
I was wondering, because it's a Q&A session, so I didn't know whether we were going to do a piece or not. But if you would like to do a piece. Okay, that's what's up. All right, well, let me go on my little archive for a second. So, Diva, why don't you start us off then?
Oh, okay. All right. I thought I was saying something. All right. I actually just finished this piece. It was something I've been playing with throughout the day.
New ink, baby.
Yeah. This is called Love is Kissing Her Soul.
All right, the mic is yours.
Thank you. Passion can birth a beautiful thing through chaos. A passion's canvas was always promises in the dark for her. Her ears fed with the sweetest empty words, filling a large appetite of years of going without what she deserves. They've ever only known her body. They were never worthy of knowing her soul. Because what good is giving them sight if they cannot comprehend what they see? And she's written about every one of them, relinquishing to her pen the pain causing damage, with her heartbeat embedded in every letter scribed as she formed each word. keeping tiny trinkets from her, from each harsh lesson, storing them in her scrapbook labeled Ancient Ruins. A reminder that dealing with lost love is like trying to run in the sand underwater. But she knows the truth in love is revealed by the soul. So she no longer listens to words. She looks in your eyes to read your story, hoping she'll come to that final chapter that reads, compassion, friendship, respect, common ground, and reliability. The one titled, Love is Kissing Her Soul. And that's that piece.
Ooh. You know what? Now, I'm going to tell you what got me. Okay, Diva? What got me is that trying to run on sand underwater. I see that. Oh, my goodness. And,
yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. Wow. Well.
It's
hard. Beautiful.
It's hard. Thank you. It's hard dealing with heartbreak, man. And that's how it is trying to run on sand underwater. It's not impossible, but it's hard.
It is
hard.
Very much so. Very much so. Well, I think I got a little something. I don't really recall reading it, but I probably did. So if I did, then I'll read it again.
All right. Well, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called Loyal Love. At this point in my life, I want a loyal love without the strife. Love is becoming an enigma. Something I can't see happening, but I would love one to start the beginning of the rest of my life from today. I don't know how, but God will find a way. A loyal love like the mountains, they erode over time yet still stand. I just want someone to say, I love you forever. Just take my hand and put a ring on it. Not babysit my emotions, feeding me bullshit. A loyal love that encompasses everything I ever dreamed of. A love that's for me. So that's only for me, not for me, him and she. That is the best thing he could give me. If not, he can walk on by and leave me be. A loyal love I require. I will feed and quench every desire my man has inside. Yes, he will mine, as he should. I want that loyal love that produces that inner shine that makes me say, my love does it good, and he's all mine. And that's that peace.
I know that's right. Girl, yes, he's mine.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we want to not just, say it. We want to know it in our heart. You know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely.
That's the chance you take. You know, that was beautiful, Diva.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's a chance. So, ladies and gentlemen, like my diva said, if you care to spit peace, please do. Or if you have a question for us, then you can ask that too. So, with that, shall we bring on our next caller?
I think, let's go back to Joe first, our first caller. Let's see, I think he might be ready now.
Okay. Oh, okay. Absolutely. Hey, Joe. You ready for us?
Yeah. Sorry about that. I had to do something real quick. But,
no problem.
Yeah. So what are you doing? Asking y'all questions or?
You get to ask three questions. Let's get the questions out the way first, then you can spit a piece. Either one of us.
Okay. Well, lapel or negative?
Yes.
What's your favorite type of day to, what type of day inspires you to do the most?
To do the most? Well, I'm going to put it to you this way. I make the most of any day because I just like to keep it going. I hate stagnation. So it could be any day. I'll tell you, though, the weather makes a difference to me, though. I love the rain. The rain is what moves me. It inspires me. It just makes me feel. So if I could choose any day, it would be to walk in the rain.
Outstanding. I like that. That's about all I had, really.
That's okay. That's all right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, what did you bring for us to listen to tonight?
Yeah, I bought a piece called Body Whisperer.
Mm. All right. Well, then, the mic is yours.
All right. Body whispering. Slow and steady was my tone. I'll be whisking her off her feet with just my voice on the phone. I'll be willing her fantasies to match mine. With hands like an entity, you'll be so intimate, filling me, rubbing the lace that encases your behind. Guttural moans from your erogenous zones speaks the order of your climax. Our conversation is so real, it's like watching you on IMAX. Close your eyes so I can see what you're doing. Butter churn your yearning for me, is your moisture brewing? Body whisper, the whisper of fingertips. Ring around the boat seat, baby, I'm going to take you on a trip. Can you imagine your lady and the jogger being kissed all on fours, yeah, booty slapping, tail pouts, action, asking for more, yeah. Body whisperer, saying do what you like. I'm just a guide to what you hide. Did you feel that bite? Nipples, nipples revealing gorge areolas. Little death multiplied, you've never came that hard before. Strong palms up and down, stressed out calves. Press deeper to release your last week. Slender, long piano fingers, do you feel like 3 a.m. consuming your flesh with the voice of a freak? Body whisperer. Just calling the, calling just to call to say I'm missing you. Anyone within the sound of my voice, do you dare pinch your nipples? Please, thank you.
Ooh, right.
Ooh, I really, really enjoyed that. Wow.
I did too.
Mm-mm.
I enjoy all his pieces, though.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. You have a way of, well, you're a storyteller anyway. That was some good jobs. So it's easy to get all caught up, and there's just not one thing that I wanted to even concentrate on because I wasn't listening to your story. That was excellent. Man, thank you so much.
Oh, thanks for having me. You know, I appreciate y'all. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
We appreciate you.
Yes.
All right. Well, Diva, would you escort Mr. Joe the Verbal Human Dancer to the Love Lounge?
Sure enough. If you don't mind, sir, let's take a walk over to the Love Lounge so you can get yourself a drink or a cigar, whatever it is that relaxes you, and sit back, put your feet up, baby, baby.
Most definitely.
One love, one
man. All right, Joe. Verbal.
One love, one man.
Man, he is so good. All right, Diva, are we ready? for the next caller.
Yes,
all
indeed.
Right. We got ourselves King Atterbury. What's
Hi.
Going on, King? How you doing tonight?
Well,
welcome to the Erotic Legend.
The subject matter, you get to ask us three questions. Anything you like. Either one of us.
I don't know what personality is here tonight.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, boy.
Whichever one can still ask a question.
Is it a double question or?
No, ask whatever you want. You can ask either one of us, and you can ask whatever you want.
What do you do on your off time? To play time and off time?
What do we do, one?
What do you do on your off time, which is your play time?
Oh.
Do with my off time, which is my play time?
Yeah.
My play time. Well, I haven't had play time in a long time because I haven't made time for play time. But when I do have play time, I like to be. But how can I put this? Wow, my playtime. I guess it depends on who I'm with, where I'm at, and what I'm actually doing, because playtime can be anything for me. Could I ask you to be a little bit more specific?
I just thought I would entertain the audience tonight by asking that question.
Okay, all right. Well, I'll tell you what. All right. So,
being that y'all want to bring that subject matter up, ask any questions. So, yeah.
That's true. Now that is true.
Wow. All right, well, playtime for me, I like to flirt a lot, especially with that special one. I'm a big flirt. I like to keep my relationship, going in a certain direction. I like to keep a certain energy. That's playtime for me. Or if I really want to play, get the right atmosphere going and I might role play. I don't know. I mean, because my thing is, what girl doesn't like to play dress up? You know what I'm saying? It could be anything, but I'm gonna get a mic to my diva. It's her. She hosting the night, not me.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go on the flip side. In my free time, I do arts and crafts to make me happy, or I go for a swim in the pool. So, and I like to walk. I like to catch the sunset on the beach when I can. So that's my idea of happy time.
Okay.
There you go.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
So do you have a piece for us tonight, King Atterbury?
Yeah, I just got – I threw that out there so I could finish writing the piece. Yeah, I'm a
strategy.
All right. So I have this piece called All Four Now. All
All right. The mic is yours.
Here, let me bring a train of thought to your mind. Take your highest emotion and see if my nature can climb. Open that window to your heart so I can spread you apart. I have my eyes on that mark, so I'm ready to spark. Strike to set a fire to what's been dry for a while. Can't be solo all the time, so your number and I dial. Morse coded how you wrote it, so let's make this belly noted. I've been chilling for effect, the release is fully loaded. Wrapped up matter, only to capture without disaster. Catch your undivided attention, but I'm a dirty, nasty pet. Bring you to my pulpit, add strawberries with cool whip. Alternative to that, you can blow pop this real shit. Kick off your heels quick, undress your best, I'm blessed. Get on top, play with yourself in the hairs on my chest. Lord.
Ooh, whoa. All right now. Well, damn. Well, damn.
I was trying to unmute myself.
Right.
I was
no. All right, Lord Atterbury. You go.
Yes.
I think I'm blushing or something. Wow. that was hot. Let's just put it that way. So, Ken, before we let you go, tell us what's going on in the Epiphany Universe, my friend.
Hey, yo, Epiphany Universe, every Monday at 9 o'clock on the Real Network, myself, King Simmons, King and King's Quarters, and also, just out of that, every Tuesday, you have the Poetry Corner, 8 p.m. Eastern, to the Let's Talk channel, Facebook and YouTube. So, out here with our host also with Queen Simmons and Nicole Brooklyn. So,
that's what's up. And the Poetry Corner is a great show, and so is King and Queen's Quarters. That's one of my favorite shows now. So y'all got something good going on.
Appreciate the love. We appreciate being part of the family.
That's what's up. All right.
We appreciate you too.
Absolutely. Diva, would you escort King Atterbury, please?
It would be my pleasure. Okay, so you King Atterbury or you Lord Atterbury tonight? Because you ended the piece with Lord. So, no, I don't know.
After that hot piece, Lord Atterbury.
Lord Atterbury tonight.
All right, well, my Lord, would you please be so kind as to accompany to the Love Lounge?
Thank you very much.
Sure. Yeah.
All right. One love,
one
mic.
One mic, baby, baby.
baby.
That's what's up.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Diva, before we bring in the next caller, how about a station identification?
All right, you got it. I can't find it in my phone.
I just took my socks off.
Take 'em on.
I just took my socks off.
Take 'em on.
I just took my socks off.
Take 'em on.
At Epiphany Radio.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back with beautiful diva, La Perla Negra, and me, Miss VIP. And you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. And we're about to get to our Canadian diva, Lady A.
Hey.
Hi, Lady A. How are you? Lady A, are you muted? Oh.
Okay.
Oh, my. Okay. Well, all righty then. Let's go to the next question. Okay. Area code 713, you're on the line. Who do we have?
We have the infamous Sir Lawrence.
Hey, Sir Lawrence. Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How are you tonight?
Well, actually, I'm better than ever.
Yeah. All right, now.
How you guys doing?
What's up? Mm-hmm.
Good. We're good.
Yeah.
Welcome. Welcome.
In fact, I haven't been on you guys' show in a minute, so I decided to show up tonight.
Thank you so much. We appreciate that.
Right. Are you guys good?
Oh, yeah. Good. So Lawrence.
Hello.
Do you have any questions for us tonight?
You know, this is an interesting format. Actually, I thought of two good questions.
Okay. Shoot.
Okay. The first question I have is if sexual intimacy strives for the heights of eroticism, why is it called nasty?
Why is it called nasty? Because it can get extremely down and dirty and really nasty. I mean, just sloppy.
I like the sloppy part, but the dirty and, I mean, because, you know, aside from raunchy, you know, I get that. But, I mean, in terms of, you know, like, for instance, what's that line? Let's do the nasty and all that. You know what I'm saying? That's what I mean. That's all. I was just, you know, just wondering.
Okay. Mm. And you know what? I think it has to do with the mindset of the people that are involved as well, how they view it, how they see it. So,
I get that.
I'm like, the nastier the better.
because of the definition of the word, this is where I'm at. The definition of the word, and then, I mean, I get it. You know, that's what's wrong with the English language in the first place. So many words can interchange in so many different directions. But I just think that nasty shouldn't be in there unless you're into, you know, other things that take you over into that arena.
Well, if I may, sexual intimacy is, that's just what it is. And like Danielle said, it can range from clean all the way down to raunchy. But here's my thing. If you're in a relationship or even, let's say, a FWB thing, nothing is taboo in the bedroom to me. Now, that's to me. So, it could start off real nice and clean or just touching and loving on each other. But, hey, it could get real intense. The next thing you know, it's like, hey, nasty and to the get, you know what I'm saying? So that's how I see that. So it can sexual intimacy can range, you know, it's a range with that.
So nasty is it, nasty puts it on the edge.
It could be.
Okay.
Could be. Mm-hmm.
All right. I have another question.
Okay.
Would you hesitate to reciprocate?
Wait a minute.
If I talk you into being wet, would you hesitate to reciprocate?
No. I doubt it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I doubt that, because if you can talk a woman into feeling that pleasure throughout her body to where it arouses her, she's gung-ho, more than likely.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I got it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, these were just questions that came up without top of my head, you know, as y'all were asking.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
no
y'all, bring the question.
Now, if you'd like,
absolutely.
We have one more. You have one more question you can ask. We said three.
One more question.
Yeah. Sure.
Do you think that since one doesn't work without the other, okay, so let's say, what if the male is really allowing you to understand what exactly you have?
He's allowing you to understand?
Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, it's like having you have, like, let's break down to some generic terms. Say you have a tool, but you don't necessarily know what the tool can really do.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I mean. I'm just asking.
If he allows me, you said to know.
You have to understand, allow, maybe allow is not the right word because it can be misconstrued. Maybe.
Do you mean if he opens enough for me to understand what it exactly it is that's going on with him and I, or he and I?
Or what exactly you can do with it?
Well, I'm going to make it do what it do, baby. Ain't nothing to it but do it. I mean, if you open a door for me and I'm comfortable enough to go through that door, I'm going to make sure I take the right steps, I do the right thing. I would hope that it wouldn't cause any kind of disturbance or make you feel like I'm not handling it right. But more than likely, if we are at that point, we're at that level where he feels comfortable enough to open to me, then I have already made him feel a certain kind of way where I don't think it's anything I could do wrong. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm just going, like I said, whatever the mood is, whatever the feeling is at that time, whatever the touch is at that time, whatever the word spoken or whispered in his ear at that time is called for, that's what I'm going to do.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like I said, these were just off the top, just, you know.
All right, then. So do you have a piece for us to listen to tonight?
Yeah, I don't know if it fits erotic, but I have a piece.
All right. The mic is yours.
Okay, this piece is called The Catch in the Phrases. Did I tell you about the time I wanted to flirt with you, but you would rather discuss something else? She said, "You think you're smooth." No, I'm just listening to you reiterate. Check it. Water doesn't have to explain its liquidity. One touch and you know it's wet. Then it's cool with a K, because I like the way it looks. Come sit at my table. I have a bottle of red waiting to be uncorked. Continuing with the labels, let's add crescendo. Somebody here is starting to reach out for one another, wanting to intertwine. From this point, the answer becomes, it's not whether the oil I'll use to rub you down is hot. It's understanding the 80% that I am claiming. Sir Lawrence.
Well, do.
What's wrong with my mute button? Okay.
I kind of got stuck on the road now.
That was all right. That was all right. You know, Sir Lawrence, you have a way of, you have a way of, it's the way that you say your words, the way you spit your piece, because you have those pauses that are just perfectly timed for your words,
mm-hmm.
and in between your phrases that does it for me when you're spitting your pieces. I really like that piece. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right, my diva, it's that time.
Okay, well, Sir Lawrence, would you do me the pleasure of coming with me to the Love Lounge so you can go in there and relax and have a drink or two, or smoke a cigar, whatever your pleasure. Sit back, put your
only
feet
there
up, take
are women there. Only if there are women there.
There are women there. There are women there. There's always a woman. Always, somewhere. There's always
all right,
a woman.
Then. Well, if there's some women in there, I will accept the invitation, yes.
All right. Follow me. Yeah. Baby.
One love, one mind.
One love, one mind.
All right. Ain't he something talking about hot oil? Come on now.
Child.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, and the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. Y'all press that one. We're open books tonight, so y'all come on with those questions. So, Diva, how about a song, and then we'll get back into the covers.
A song. All right.
Mm.
Let me see. I got one here. How about this?
Hey, baby. Really been a long time, you know? Remember that night? You remember? On a starry winter night in Portugal, where the ocean keeps the southern sun, there a dream I never thought would come to pass.
I love that song. Diva, that was on time. I love Tina.
Girl, I am such a Tina Marie fan. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
I am too. Girl. You know, Diva, before we go to our next caller, I have a question for you.
Okay.
How long do you think, well, let's just put it this way. I heard you say before you were writing poetry as a teenager, was it?
Oh, I started extremely early. It was actually preteen.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Because I knew that what I was writing down couldn't be silenced and it wouldn't be taken mm-hmm. away from me.
Mm. Wow. So in essence, poetry does heal. I mean, it's very
Absolutely.
Cathartic. I've found that out in my life a little early, too. See, I used to tell stories instead of poetry. And then mm-hmm. when I flipped around and tried a poem, it was received with so much, you know, positive feedback. And that's what made me keep going. And this mm-hmm. guy, I think it was, what, six-something years ago, maybe longer mm-hmm. than that. But it's been a heck of a ride. Trust me. So.
I hear her.
With
hear
that.
Her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, then I have another question for you, Diva, while I'm
okay.
at it.
Okay.
How many pieces do you think a book should have, like your first one?
Oh, that's so unfair. wow.
How many do I think
my first book should have? Whew, girl. Mm-hmm. That's a question I've been asking myself. I am actually, I'm stumped for the first time in my life. I'm stumped because that is a question that I have been asking myself, even though I am working on two different books myself. What I did find out is from asking people that are already accomplished and published authors that there really isn't a specific amount that you could, you have to put in a book.
Mm-hmm.
I was told that you could do as little as a few pages, you know. It really didn't. It's up to the author.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much.
Yeah. I remember my first poetry book had, I do believe, like 39 pieces. I tried for 40. It just didn't work out that way. I didn't really know what to do, but I know I had to put the best pieces that I thought at that time in. So you've noticed your poetry has grown exponentially over the years?
Oh, girl, let me tell you something. My pen is crazy dope. I know that I write some good stuff. I am humble with it,
yes,
but I know because I have seen, I take time and I sit back and I write my piece. I look at my pieces after I write them and I read them to myself. And you know what really made me recognize that my pen has improved? I don't know if you remember, but we had a time, I think it was a month or so where we were giving our pieces to other poets and allowing them to read them to us, to honor us.
And I was sitting back hearing my pieces being read and heard how the poets were making it their own piece, the way they were reading. Mm-hmm. I was like, damn, I wrote that. That was me. That's really when it hit me, like, damn, I've gotten better. I've only gotten better, you know? And that's pretty much it, definitely. I've got a question for you, Diva. Are there any limitations in the bedroom with you?
Now, I don't deal with excrement or anything like that, and I don't like being slapped in my face or the foot on the neck part. Now, other than maybe that, I'm not sure, like, a lot of degrading names, but you can get away with a few, but not all. But other than that, hell no. So we ain't have no golden showers either. But other than that, nope, there's nothing.
Not
taboo,
even in the shower?
Not that taboo. No golden showers. No golden showers.
Okay, I got one more question. I got another question.
What's that?
You don't like being smacked in the face with what?
Somebody's hand. Now, you don't slap me because I'll probably crack you right back. Now, you could slap that ass, but you can't slap that face. No.
So toys are okay and other body parts are okay to slap you in the face with?
Maybe another body part, lightly. Maybe.
Okay.
Diva. You're making me blush, Diva. All right. So, are you ready for the next caller?
I am. Bring them in.
All right. Hey, I do believe this is Rob. Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How you doing?
Yo, feel the vibe. What's going on, ladies?
Hello.
Hey.
Welcome. How are you?
I cannot complain. I'm here. I'm just here, and I'm just proud to be here. I'm just trying to figure out what question I need to ask you ladies. Well, actually, I got a comment, and I'll start that off. I'll start off with a comment.
Okay.
It's a fantasy of mine. I want to either spit a piece or the woman that I'm involved with spit a piece in the moment, having sex.
Oh, God. Ooh. That is on my bucket list. I don't know who he going to be, but he going to give some poetry to me. Slow, deep stroke. I'm trying to tell you. Yes.
Saying something, Rob. You saying something, my friend.
Yeah. It's always been something I wanted to do. Trust me, believe me, it's going to happen. You know, just like said, I don't know who it's gonna be with, but it's like, I'm gonna make it happen, and I'm gonna record.
Ooh.
I'm gonna record.
Ain't nothing like hearing yourself in action, honey.
I'm gonna do it. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. I have definitely thought about that several times. Yeah. That's actually, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No. I'm telling you, that's on my bucket list. I'm trying to tell you, yes. It's going to be, you know what, to have that done. See, I like eye contact as well. That's going to be spiritual.
Oh, my God.
That's not just going to be sex. That's going to be that's going to be divine, honey. I'm trying to tell you. Yes. I like
that. That's something I also want to ask you my second question, and it's dope. Second question, how important is the spiritual aspect of intimacy? How does it play in that part? How important is it? Spirituality plays with the intimate part of intimacy. Or the physical
Diva,
part.
You wanna answer? Okay, Diva, you want to answer first?
Well, to me, it's about everything. I mean, like Danielle says all the time, it's all about energy. And if you're really into a person, if you're doing something like that, hell yeah, it's important. It's very, very, very intimate, and I love it. So, yeah, that's important. Diva?
Okay. Anybody that knows me knows I am very spiritual. I'm into all of that. Yeah, I send love and light and everything. It is very, first of all, that type of intimacy is very spiritual to me anyway. That is pretty much the main reason why I have kept to myself for so long, because I believe in that energy transfer. When I do finally get into that, that person is going to definitely be in tune with me. It must be at a spiritual level. It can't just be some random act, you know, because I got hot in the ass and I just wanted to scratch an itch. I need a connection. I need to feel you to the point where, like I always say, I can be completely naked with you, mind, body, and soul. So my spirit, I want our spirits to hold hands with one another. I want us to connect on that level to where we recognize ourselves from lifetimes ago. That's how deep it goes with me. So, yeah.
I can just imagine being in a position to where we can just look at each other. We just look. We don't say nothing. Yeah. We just stare into each other's eyes and look.
Absolutely.
Just look. Nothing said.
Don't need to be said. That's true.
You know, which is kind of ironic because we're poets. Which leads me to my, let me do a quick follow-up question, and then I'll lead to my third question. Do you think a lot of men and women lack the full understanding on the antithesis of spiritual connection with intimacy?
I do. Because people are too quick to jump into the physical thing without getting to know one another. Because it's just, you know, we have our human nature. The flesh is weak. We give into our carnal lusts, and we don't think about the consequences or that there will be repercussions later on. But feelings are they're consequential, you know, and there can be repercussions from that later on. No, go ahead. I'm finished. Pretty much that's it. I was just going to repeat myself.
Yeah. But that's the thing. It's like, you know, yeah, we don't understand it. And like in me, you know, I'm a person that always asks questions. So I'm going to have a lot more questions to ask, but I'm going to leave it there. But my third question, talking about poetry, what is the most challenging genre? What's the most challenging genre you have to write, that you write? Or let me say it, in terms of the genre of poetry, whether it's, you know, erotic or something else, what is the most challenging to write?
Who's that directed to, her or I or both of us?
Both of y'all.
Right. Oh, okay.
You can hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
For me, it's probably a conscious piece, because I have to really sit down and if I'm mad about it, then the words will come. But if I'm just so worked up and I can't get the words out, it's going to take me a minute. So I would say conscious pieces. What about you, Diva?
For me, as far as challenging, any genre of poetry is not what I consider to be challenging, because anytime I write, I sit down and I just start writing. And if I really, really feel it, it'll flow easy for me. If I don't, then I'll have to take a little bit more time on it, take a break, and then go back to it. But I don't find really any genre to be challenging. Now, how can I say it? You have what they call slam poetry. That particular way of performing it, of spitting it, is a challenge for me.
Mm-hmm.
But the actual genre of it, no, I don't really find any of it challenging, because I like to write, and I write what I feel, and that's pretty much it. You know,
it's funny because you all know me as a conscious poet, you know, more than less, but I think the challenging genre for me is erotica, because it's the essence of trying to be more metaphoric or be more incognito in terms of how I deliver it and the things that are being expressed in it. Because I'm a person that just doesn't be completely all blunt with it. It's like, well, you know, I want to F you and suck you and all that kind of stuff. I just want to leave that challenge to the imagination, because just like you, LaPera, we're very spiritual. And I use, I totally emphasize the spirituality in erotica, into intimacy. So, but with that being said, I guess I'll spit a piece for you guys.
Awesome. All right. Well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. Get it off. Set it off. It's time to break this off. Baby, what you doing? Let's take them clothes off and allow me to cater your needs. You see, I want to hear you scream like Times Square during the New Year's ball drop as I'm about to thicken your plot. Allow me to squeeze your charmin like Mr. Whipple, your luscious body undeniably suck on your nipple, hard like life is doing time, as I'll pine on doing you. Your moans are like wind chimes singing impromptu tunes, snapping, cracking, as the booty clapping break beats bang bed frames with blankets tossed on the floor. You taste so rich, baby, I want to give you to the poor. But this affair is not to be shared. Exclusively, I exalt these shivers to help you quiver like Robin. How does it feel? I'm no fool. You like it extra thick, like the sky is blue. Smooth tripping got you flipping up topside. It's time to take that ride on my dick, Shannara Thesaurus, and have you write 500-word essay 69 times for the way we engage in foreplay. Sitting on the dock of the bay with my head between your legs, and I'm slurping on you like a Slurpee from 7-Eleven. Oh, thank heaven, you got that good shit that got me pussy whipped like Miracle, with full lips to kiss, body licks, and a salad toss. And you becoming my boss like Diana, and you got me down and dirty digging your artifacts as if my name's Indiana Jones you to your bones. Call me T-Mobile, baby. Allow me those free nights and weekends to roam your skin tone. All alone with seeds about to be sown, tempo increased speed as these emotions are set to run free, quickly, swiftly, and briskly. The power of anointing is fed. Adrenaline rush and heavy breaths and eyes bloodshot red. Complement this spiritual communion through flesh. So now we rest, and a return engagement is about to be set. As we make another pretty mess between the sheets and have them soaking wet. As we proceed with more sexy stage shows featuring you and me. And it's good, it is good as it gets. In peace.
Rob, let me ask you something. Whose fantasy was being fulfilled in that piece?
Or yours?
Well, there was no fantasy. This was more of this is my very first erotic piece that I've ever written. It's almost 11 years ago. It was more the way I delivered was encouraged by a brother named Yao Watts. He's an erotic poet here in Los Angeles, and he has his venue called Oralgasm. And I've been to his venue a couple of times, and how the way he delivers, he along with the wordplay, you know, he evokes a lot of humor in pieces and stuff. And so he really encouraged me to take a challenge to write an erotic piece. And other than that, there's no fantasy. I just wrote it and just. You know, but hey, like I said, you know, LaPearl, I would more than willing would like to spit this while I'm in the moment.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna tell you, that was deep. That was good. It was dope. I was sitting here like, wait, I need a fan. Somebody give me a fan.
Yeah. that was hot because what I got from it, I'm sorry, Diva, go ahead. I'm sorry.
That was hot. That's all I could say. Poof.
It was, but see, I like to. I'm a visual person. Okay, that's where I get my stimulation from. For me, whatever it could be, something that I smell and I picture a person picking up the scent and just enjoying the scent, or it could be the sound of the breeze and I can see the leaves being shaken by the wind blowing through them. You get what I'm saying? So while I was listening to your piece, I'm picturing, now this is what I see. I see two people. They're naked. They're sitting on in front of each other, or like you're sitting on your feet in front of each other, and you are looking directly in each other's eyes, and you have a hand on her cheek, and you are saying these things right to her, and she's absorbing your words. This is what I'm saying. That's why I asked, whose fantasy is this? Is it hers? You giving her a fantasy by talking to her this way, or is this you living out your fantasy by saying this to her and seeing the power that you are exuding and you have over her. Her body is reacting to you. I just get into the shit. That's what I'm seeing. You know? And it was hot. Eroticism is my, I'm in my element writing erotic poetry. Because
right.
That's just me. You know, but I loved that piece. It was hot. It was really, really hot.
It's something that I would, you know, definitely. It's like, you know, we're talking about, you know, these fantasies that want to be fulfilled. I have no problem, you know, spitting that piece to whoever that sister or that goddess is. As a matter of fact, you know, I have a huge backyard, and I can imagine sitting naked outside, warm day, warm night. It's at night, looking up at the stars. There's a fire pit, and I'm saying that straight to her.
Okay.
Or she'll say something back to me.
Very nice. All right. Well, Rob, you did a great job. I tell you that.
thank you very much.
And thank you for coming in. Wow, Diva, would you mind if I escorted Rob into the Love Lounge?
Please do so, please.
Right. Okay, I go. Well, I definitely got the secrets about. I got to tell the secrets to Diva to you about you, LaPearl. So let's go, bro. Let's go.
All right. Come on. Let's go on over here, get you a drink, you know, or a smoke. So I want you to sit back, relax, put your feet up, take your socks off. Baby. One love,
baby,
one
baby.
Night.
That's for real.
One love,
let's
one
love,
night. Thank you. Goodness. Well, that was his first one. Dang. Wow. Let's just get another station ID break before we bring in the next caller.
All right.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network. Your number one hit station in town. This is
This is Sandy, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. And Diva, are you ready for the lineup for next week?
All right, let me see what I can do with it. Let me see. Ladies and gentlemen, yes. This is the Epiphany Radio Network, the For Real Entertainment Network. Okay, I messed up a little bit. Anyway, I'm going to try this rundown for the week. Okay. Let's start with Monday night. Monday night, we have King and Queen's Quarters, hosted by Lord Atterbury and Queen Simmons. Tuesday night, we have a selection of different shows that is hosted by who they call Iron Man, a.k.a. Hav Rux, a.k.a. Mojave. It's either Fly Speak, The Honey Drippers, The War Council, one of those great shows. Okay, I don't know which one is coming this Tuesday, but it's one of them and you're going to love them. It's always a great show. Every Wednesday night, you're in here, The Erotic Love Zone, with myself, La Perla Negra, and my sexy, sultry voice diva, who's hosting tonight, Ms. VIP. And y'all know how we do with the topics. We wait until the last minute. We like to teach you just a little bit until the last minute because we're edgers. Yeah, well, I am. All right. Thursday night, awesome show, which happens to be one of my favorite shows, The Get Down. Mm-hmm. And that is hosted by J. Rob the Wise Son. And Poetic. Now, I don't know what they have coming up for us, but I know we're going to love that too because they got awesome topics. And sometimes they give us these great assignments, and you never know what you're going to get with them, but you're going to really, really love it. Friday night, we have the newest show that's been added to the Epiphany family and a newest host added. It is called Iron Sharpens Iron, and I am fortunate enough to co-host with the newest family member, and he goes by Anonymity. And that is, we are critiquing your work, if allowed, but you're getting it from a royal point of view, a royal pen's point of view. And that is Friday nights at 10, alternating with Renaissance poetry. And that is hosted by Keith Eric. And he just wants you to bring your best shit, quote unquote. Saturday nights, we have Poetic Therapy, which is hosted by myself as well. And I co-host also with that awesome mountain man, Stan the Man Phillips. And that's a place where you can come and release some mental stress through open mic poetry and healthy conversation. Alternating Saturday nights, with Poetic, where he does doing date night differently. Let's talk about it. I think I got it mixed up. But he also comes up with some awesome topics for us. And we have some really, really great discussions. Sunday night, we have the Inspiration Factory, which is hosted by Poetic and Divine Inspiration. Let me come on up in there for some church, y'all. Let's give God some praise. As you know, that belongs to him. And we'll be right back, starting over again on Monday nights, all through Epiphany. Got it on lock, y'all. So y'all come on through. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And we have a show every night of the week. So y'all come on through. Diva, back to you.
All right. Well, thank you, Diva, for that lineup. So now, guess who's next on the mic, Diva? It's our New York joint.
Who we got?
Oh,
our New York joint, himself, Javi.
Oh.
Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How you doing?
You know what it is. I'm just trying to get.
I know what
but,
it is. All right.
Yeah. I'm trying to get through, but you know, I'm bored.
Mm-hmm.
I'm bored.
I'm gonna get you. You know, you're gonna be resting.
Yeah, I know. I'm coughing up a lung and I'm bored, so it's a bad combination. So, I said, why not? Why not come on, fool out, spread love, and hang out with my two favorite Philly Jones in the entire world. And I'll do some good poetry and send message. Message? If you know what that means, I'll send message. Okay, so what's happening, ladies? What's going on?
It's all good. It's all good. We got some nice poetry coming through here. But you know, you get a chance tonight to ask three questions of either one of us.
So I can't even do that.
Anything
right
you like.
I can't even do it. Because before I start having coughing fits, I'm already hopped up off of drugs. It's going to take me longer than anything else. Maybe if I let me do the piece and then I see if I can come back to it if I got anything left in the tank.
Okay.
You know, anything left in the tank. I'm feeling kind of energetic, but I just want to say for record, this COVID shit is bullshit. I'm mad. don't go to functions and bring your
ass
sick. Don't go to functions and sit next to people and be sick and shit. And then they'll be like, oh, I didn't know I was sick. Well, fuck, you knew you were sick. And now everybody's sick. Fucker. Just,
I know, love. It's going to be all right,
the
though.
Of it all. Just the fuckery of it all. This is bad. This is like, yo. Like, yo, this dude got cancer. This was sick. With diabetes, all this. You just fucked up everybody. You didn't care or nothing. You just wanted some free cake. What the fuck is wrong with you? All
right. Not free cake.
Want free cake and a drink. Get your ass someplace. Keep your ass home. Keep your ass home. I can't even go. I can't even be the best man in my man's wedding because I got this shit now. It's crazy. And it's like, you hear me breathing all funny? It's messed up. It sounds like great sex with no sex.
Listen. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Sometimes, you know, we hit a speed bump and, like, you got to sit still for a minute. Okay?
Everybody's like, yeah, I knew we was going to slow you down some way. Oh, fuck this COVID shit. That's besides the record. It was like, oh, you're quarantined. Yeah, motherfucker, I know I'm quarantined, but I know how to stay in the fucking house. Am I going to? Oh, let me go to the wedding because I want some cake. This bullshit. Anyway, like I was saying, I'm going to attempt this. We're going to try this out. It's going to be a little bit different. But shout out to my cousin J Rob because, you know, he's one of the original jazz players. But I'm sending this out as a message. I see you. All right. Hold on. Can you hear that?
Oh, man, can I? Yes. The mic is yours. Mm-hmm.
All right. It is the way I fall into the ocean of your eyes. The way the clouds move across skies, how the fear of wind pushes the muscles of my cheeks to a grin. How our stare removes everyone from our glare, and it is you and I standing here. You are water and air. Before your sight, I am there. You pour into me your sight, intention, love, light, so I might see you clear in the darkest night. I pour into you bright, invention, love, might, to cover you. And into my arms I hold tight. Our bodies are marionettes to what we get, acting on spirit, giving all to let our souls intersect and collect in the actions of sex. These lips be beget the actions of soul sweat, the connect, the access of the blessing of undressing, the spirit unfolding the lessons of pleasure, spirit raising the temperature, heat generating from bodies, a sweet measure. The strings of us pulling into each other, moving beneath covers, we choose the efforts of lovers and to make each other sing. How you speak peace to my soul, I bear myself, grit hard, the tears of joy come to my eyes to feel you so deeply in my spirit, vulnerable, yet loved, respected. The whispers that are love letters written, nestled between your breasts to hear your heartbeat, to cover and comfort. What is life without love? What is it to stand in the sight of your beloved? I want to have a whole language spoken through our eyes. There are parts of you that need loving. Show you value. Create peace and loving kindness. There are places I want to go where wet dreams cascade and are made. Our minds, eyes skinny dipping, naked, full transparency. I want to have a full understanding of you. Do you know what you ask? Task, my touch, shift into fifth gear on your clutch, but move in slow motion, no pill or potion that speaks to the beauty of you. I've learned to love you, imperfection seen as perfect. We all have flaws, we seesaw through life, the peaks and valleys, the alleys that I travel, sometimes dirty, but you make me clean. And for what it seems, I take my heart and I put it on my sleeve so you can see yourself. Mirror, I see you as you see me. Into me, I see our intimacy. So why don't we just be? Go to places where our love free, so that even on moonlit nights, there's clouds in the sky, and you'll never have to ask me why. You'll understand my love clearly. Poem.
You know what, Javi? That sentimental mood is one of my favorite instrumentals. It really is, and I love a sax piece combined with that. It's almost out of this world. That was absolutely beautiful. You know, you sound like someone else right now because you're dealing with the COVID thing, but it still sounds, and I'm still this word, phenomenal. Really, really good. It does.
Well, I'd like to thank Wild Cherry Pepsi, a fifth of Mucinex, and Tuss for this poem.
Okay. All right.
I like to shout those drugs out. You know, I like to give it its full due for allowing me to have a voice it's deep and meaningful and sounds good, a little scratchy, a little raspy, you know, make me feel like I get commercials and read things talking about, yes, Lincoln.
I'm going to tell you, I actually heard J-Rob when you first started, like the first couple lines, I was like, oh, okay, so this must be a recording of J-Rob.
That's the original. That's the original jazz. That's my cousin.
Your voice sounded like him for like a few seconds, and I was like, wait a minute. No, that's Javi.
I was good company to be in. Listen. I knew it was the blood. Such a small guy.
Beautiful piece, as always.
Show up or something. He's gonna show up and start swinging certain things around. You know, I'll just call him the Bronx Bomber, aka the Big Dick Basket. So let me stop. I'm just kidding. I'm like, what? Okay. Did he just say that? No. Anyway. he's gonna kill me.
I gotta get my diva in here on it, cause I know she's a super fan of yours too, diva.
Hey, come on, VIP, what's good?
Diva, did you call drop, girl? Are you muted, love? There you go.
No, I'm here. There I am. Mojave, I done swooned about 20 times. And your pieces are just, you know how I feel about your pieces. So it goes without saying how excellent and how beautiful and how swoon-worthy they always are. So thank you so much. But, Javi, while we have you on right quick, if you have any more strength left, can you tell us what you got going on?
Well, due to this COVID shit, I think I'm going to have to post off next season because I'm really pissed off. Like, you know, I was going to try to, like, tough it out, even though I toughed it out on Tuesday. It wasn't a good look. But I'm going to talk to her, see if I can postpone it, because I really want to be prepared. I don't want to be all coffee and shit talking to her. But that was my interview with Kanani Poets. I'll ask her if she can postpone for me. And then we'll get back on regular schedule with the Honey Tipper 2.0 following week. Kiss. You know, what kind of debauchery and degradation is going to happen in that show, because, you know, ladies, they got mad last time. You know, y'all was all upset. So now, you know, all the fellas come in and do this. Well, watch what we do. So then, I think there's like five teachers. It's crazy. And they're just all just like, yeah, what are you going to do? They said, we're just going to make these men feel some kind of way. I said, okay, that's good. Let's do it. I don't care. So, you know, people flip when they come out in the hallway. Yeah. You know, they knock into the wall. They act, you know. I don't know. Depends. Mm-hmm. A lot of cold. A lot of cold press. Anyway,
well, do try to rest in Javi.
Hmm?
I said, do rest.
Yeah.
I'm to bed right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm to bed right now.
Mm-hmm. You know what we need.
I'm right now. I'm like, literally. I don't think I'm going to stay here, but.
I'm right now.
Oh, no, it's weird.
Okay.
I got energy. Like, you feel like you're wild.
No, I'm glad
I got that.
Good.
Yeah,
but don't overdo
it. It was like, I'm allergic, blah, blah, blah. It took me 2 weeks. And such, I was sore, zinky, blah, blah, blah. I was like, yeah, no, that didn't really happen. I taste everything, and everything tastes good and smells good. And you know, immunization works. Hey, it works. Try it. Do it. Anyway, wait, I got some questions. Let me ask you three questions real quick.
Okay.
Quick. What do you think? debauchery. All right. VIP.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
had your choice of a threesome with any two Epiphany members, who would it be?
Wait a minute. Repeat that again, please.
I'm starting.
Yeah, I didn't hear that either. Say that again.
I said VIP. VIP? Because I know it's going to be a super. I said VIP. I said, if you could have a season with your two favorite 50 in your universe members, who would it be?
He sounds all muffled. What do you say, Diva?
If you could have a what? With your two favorite people from Epiphany, we can't hear what you're saying. Have a what?
Oh, he's starting stuff. Oh, he really is starting some ish.
I said a threesome with your favorite two.
A threesome. Oh, okay, a threesome. Ooh, answer that, girl.
Oh, good Lord. So great, good God Almighty.
You said ask any questions I want to ask.
You really are starting something. You really are starting something. My gracious. I don't know. That's a tough one. I think
it
all of
y'all
got y'all specific qualities. And so maybe it's just whichever one I'm in the mood for that night.
I really know you wasn't going to answer the question. But it's okay.
Yeah,
I knew you was going to answer. That's why I said it. I knew it. I was like, she ain't going to answer none of these questions I'm about to ask. Because I know if I ask Danielle, come through with you. She come in here swinging straight up. She'd be like, oh, this. She'd be like, bang, this. It wouldn't be fun. That's why I got to ask you, you know. Oh, man, this is terrible. All right, let me see. What else can I ask? Nah, I ain't going to say that. That's too nasty. Who do you think smacks more ass? J-Rob? For real? Or Vance?
Smash, and if so, Vance.
Do you think they use open hand, five fingers, or a smack of the upward motion, or they smack downward motion?
Oh, well, damn. I don't know. But if I were to hazard a guess, that'd be Vance. He's probably open handed, too.
I know Van's listening too. I know he's listening. Debauchery.
Yeah,
he's like, they're gonna be like, yo, I know he was hopped up on some type of drugs.
Yes. Absolutely.
Alright, I'm not gonna answer this. I know y'all probably got more.
I can't get a question.
You want a question? All right. You want a question?
I can't get a question because I had an answer for all of them.
I know you did. Cause I can tell when you're on your hot ass. Oh, she ain't hot in the ass question. Well, one of them. She's a hot in the ass question. Fine, the Pearl Negra. I'll ask you the question. All right, the Pearl Negra. So who do you think in Epiphany Radio Universe has the best head game?
The best head game?
They get in the nook and crannies. They just look at
it. The best head game? From reading you guys' energy? It's kind of like a tie, honestly, because you now do energy, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So I would have to say it's between you and Van.
That sounds about right.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Cuzzo.
Sorry, guys.
You're going to get it. You're going to get it.
I'm waiting for my text to start going on. I'm looking at my watch waiting for the text. I'm waiting for the text to come through now. I'm looking at my watch like, I'm like, these texts about to start coming any minute.
Can I answer the threesome question?
Yeah, go ahead. Some threesome question. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. So why is it I can only pick two of y'all?
Oh,
why can't
I
have two every night of the
Hold
week?
Hold on.
Look, you can have hey, you can have as many as you choose.
Okay. Well, then I'm choosing to grab two for however many nights y'all fill up. How many men is in Epiphany?
Ooh, that's a good one. Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4. Ooh, that's a nice round number.
That's a nice round number.
I'd like to say for the record, any of these questions that I've said is said because I was hopped up on all kinds of other things that are going on right now, combined with hot,
okay,
which is as well hot cotton. So,
okay,
if
we're going to get to the next caller, let me escort you to the love lounge.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Did you let us know what you had going on?
I did.
Yeah, he did.
You did? Oh, my mind is somewhere
else.
I was thinking.
Yeah, I need you to come back to us. Come back to us, Danielle. Come back.
I was thinking of
get out your mind right now. Come on back. You're doing a show.
Like,
you're in your bedroom right now.
I am. Yeah. I'm damn right I'm in there.
Well, anyway,
I ain't gonna tell y'all what I'm thinking about, but
Lord,
come on back.
Anyway,
come on back.
I could. This is the erotic love zone. I could tell y'all. No,
yes, it is.
Look, you can tell everybody after
so one love one night.
I ain't gonna be a fool. For real, don't fire me. For real, don't fire me.
All I'm going to say is my lips are my most sensitive spot.
Oh,
y'all figure
Lord.
Out which lips I'm talking Lord, about.
Oh, my
which
God.
Set? Which set?
We got to get to the next caller. All right.
Thank you so much.
We're
going to cut up. You already know we're going to
yes,
cut up.
Yes, I know.
You know it.
But your cousin was waiting.
You knew it. Sorry, cousin. You knew he was gonna cut up.
Yep. You know your cousin.
Well, and to my cousin, I say good day to you, sir. Good day to you. I say good day to you. Good day.
Oh my God.
Lord.
So the last time, Javi, one love, one mighty. Lord have mercy.
One love, one love.
She is bad, Viva. But I got one.
Yes.
I got another favorite poet that's waiting on the line.
Oh.
And
okay.
This is Divine Demon. Ooh.
Okay.
Hey, you. Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How are you?
Good. Hey. It's all good.
You hear me?
Mm-hmm. Oh, we can hear you, Johnny.
How are you all tonight?
Well, we're trying to behave, but this is the erotic love song.
Yeah, I think I'm going to start calling into this show on, I'm start calling in on Sunday because I think my hobby been up song since last Tuesday. Somebody buy an Xbox or PlayStation, please.
It's all good.
I mean, it's good. Buy him an Xbox. I'm going to take a collection of GoFundMe. Buy him an Xbox. With the controllers.
Oh, Lord. I'm sure he'll appreciate that.
So what's on your mind tonight?
I'm just trying to come through. How much time I got left? 4 minutes, because my hobby took about 69,000 minutes. So I know y'all almost on time, right?
Well,
it's all good.
We got time for you. You know that.
All right. I appreciate it.
Do you have any questions?
All right, so I'm going to try to stick to the thing. I'm sorry, what did you say?
Mm-hmm. I said, do you have any questions for us tonight?
Well, since I'm last, I didn't hear the first part of the show because I called into the Mojave Hour, so I don't know what I missed. But I know it's three questions, right?
Yeah.
You can ask three questions, any questions you want. Yeah.
Okay, so if I ask for three questions, please forgive me. So my first question is to Danielle.
Okay.
Have you ever had orgasm by just kissing a man?
By kissing him? No, I didn't actually, I didn't come, but I got very, very close to it. Extremely close to peaking. But no, I wish.
Okay. Understood. Next question is Smith VIP.
Yes.
Do you indulge in anal play?
Mm.
I could with the right person.
Okay. Let me see. This is a two-part question. It's for either one of you, whoever has the guts to answer. And if the person did want to indulge in anal play, would you allow him to lick you back there?
Mm.
Absolutely.
Okay. And how about you?
Me?
What would you think? Yes. How would you answer that question?
I'm with the shit. Trust me.
I didn't mean that way, but okay.
I mean, not, look, it's, you know what, with me, I like it a lot.
Okay.
Okay. And what was the second part? Would I let him lick me? What was that?
That was the second part.
What was the second part?
The first part was, do you indulge in it? And the second part was, would you allow him to lick you back there?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm out of questions. I had a bonus question, but I won't be greedy.
Well, I'm sure you brought something delicious and delectable for us to listen to, right?
Yeah, I'm going to switch it up a little bit. Switch
all
up the tone just a little bit.
The mic is yours.
All right. This piece is called This Is My Prayer. I humbly request that you let your drops dampen my lips, that you anoint them with your celestial moisture. Allow me to worship your glorious orifice abundantly as if it is my daily nourishment. Let your body serve as the elixir that cures my pain as I imbibe of your nutrients. Be patient as I deliver my sacred tongue to your pearly gates and meditate so divinely that you praise my mouth while I shower you with a delightful lashing. No, we're not in church, but you will call me sweet Jesus as I sing sacred hymns on your mesmerizing valley. You will question if I'm a blessed seraphim that was sent to guide you to the peak of ecstasy. Yeah, I'm going to leave you with such a ubiquitous force on your soul, you would ask Almighty if I was handpicked to adorn your temple with my astonishing skills. I've entered so deep into your psyche that your sensitivity is now laden with overwhelming approval. Your mind has been transformed as I have cleansed you supremely. I have intercepted your former thoughts of what was once seen as forbidden and taken to a new level of benevolent satisfaction. Every inch of your skin is whitewashed, and you are now pure, pristine, and inexplicably, eternally pleased. then I will calm your mind to ensure that there is not a mental blunder or just a prediction from this small request of my humble service. See, God did not send me here to bless your temple or renew your soul, but he did give me lips made from silk that can move mountains, a serpent-like tongue, and supernatural powers, the main one being the sense of touch. Thus, I will diligently and willingly continue to mentally and spiritually touch you in places that you never knew existed. And he gave you a mind to make the right choice. This is my prayer. I wait patiently for your response. Signed, your servant. In peace, Krista Gifted.
Ooh.
Oh, my.
Okay.
Damn, that was hot. That was beautiful, and it was hot. Damn.
Mm-hmm.
How can she not say that?
Okay.
Oh,
that's what. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. They'd have been like, yes, yes, please, yes.
Hey, it's not a form; it's just a prayer.
I'm sure you'd have got that prayer answered. I'm sure. That was awesome.
That was a very powerful prayer right there. Because,
Lord,
where is my fan? I'm having a hot flash.
See what you did? Oh, my God. All I can say is thank you.
Woo. Yes.
Help us.
I gotta eat some ice or something. Shit.
Well, Divine Dame, thank you. While my diva cools off, let me escort you to the Love Lounge, where you can have your favorite libation and a nice, comfortable place to sit. So
all
one
right.
love, one
well,
night.
Well, my favorite libation is sweat, so I'm look over there for some. Women talking, imbibe their sacred juices.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Damn. Y'all be sweet.
Damn. You know what? I'm going to the next call right now. We're going from people. Lord have mercy to you. Oh my goodness, here we go again. Here's the wordsmith. This is the wordsmith. Let's bring him on in. Hey, C Double, how you doing, Lord?
Hey.
Wow, that's your first question for me already.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm doing well. I wish this computer would work a little bit better for me, but I'm doing well. How are you?
Hot and ass.
I can imagine. Yes. I'm mercy me. I can only imagine.
Can't lie.
No, can't lie. What's the topic?
Any three questions you'd like to ask us?
Okay. My first question is, what show am I on?
The Erotic Love Zone.
Ah, nice way of putting it. Second question, why the change of title?
We needed a different flavor to be on.
I like how you sound when you said that. And my final question, and this is for both of you. If I gave you a white t-shirt, would you baptize yourself in the waters of Lake Minnetonka?
Without batting a lash, would you be there to see me?
Oh, yeah. I'm already visualizing it right now.
I'm submerged.
Yeah. You already know what I'm looking at, so there we go.
I do that.
I know
I'm so sticky.
everything's sticking to me. Oh,
oh boy.
You know what I'm looking at, my damn. Well, thank you. Thank you for the visual. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Anytime.
Yeah.
Diva, this is your turn, man.
I noticed that Adrian did not answer the question.
Adrian?
I said yes.
Yeah.
I said, I said yes, I will. I certainly will. I'll take that call.
I like that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, hey, I guess I'm supposed to
be
a
Diva. He'll be growling because he can see us.
Yes.
No, don't, please don't growl tonight. Don't take me over the edge, please. I am.
Well, what's
I'm
wrong with me growling at you?
Oh, God.
What's wrong with me growling at you?
That growl.
You know you like
see, I don't deny that. It's just that when certain men have a certain level that their voice can go to and they can really give a growl, they have that deep, that baritone, and they can give that growl, the vibrations hit me a certain way.
Put it right on your neck.
Well, in that case,
Mojave started
you have
the
a
shit
piece
tonight.
To
I was good.
Oh, Mojave started it. That's exactly right. We blame him.
It was his fault.
Yeah. Yes, I do have a piece for you.
All right.
Well,
whenever
you're
ready.
Ready.
Well,
Mike,
whenever you're ready. This piece is called Butterflies. You remember 1992 in the after party? Blue lights in the basement listening to reggae. Beanie Man, Shaggy, Shabaranks, and Patra. Trying hard not to get high off secondhand smoke, coke, and Bacardi rum. I got intoxicated by your Egyptian musk. Saw you cross the room and you caught my attention. Doing the butterfly dance, a.k.a. Tootsie Roll, and it got me swole. I felt it in my khakis, the pressure as it was like I was at a supermodel convention and you rocked the dookie braid hair extensions. But you backed that thing up like my entrance was meant to be, connected to you. And then you turned around, putting them Lee press-on nails in my back, making sure I'd remember. You are the best, and this is none better. You had me sweating more than Keith without the begging. We couldn't stay there as our chemistry was in full effect. We began our exercise routine, but there wouldn't be using solo flex. The sex was incredible as the coming attractions were immeasurable. Years later, we're inseparable, 'cause you're the only girl that makes my heart levitates as it palpitates. And that's that piece.
Levitate as it palpitates. Wow.
Palpitates, yeah. Mm-hmm. That part right there. Yeah. That was good.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, I'm glad you like it.
See, you.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Help me.
Lord, have mercy. Well,
I think I've owed you that for the past few months or whatever. I think I've owed you that
one. Oh, God. Lord. I'm grateful. Thank you.
I'm glad you didn't have me ask a fourth question.
You can. I'll let you
favorite position. Voice. What is it?
Whatever Ooh. One I'm in at the time, that I'm getting it in.
Yeah,
I do like to be. I'm a switch in the bedroom, so I relinquish control. So it's whatever one he puts me in.
Okay.
That part.
Well, all right.
That part. Mm-hmm. All right then. Send me to the lounge.
All right. Let me lead you to the lounge, all right? And let you have your favorite. Your peppermint schnapps are waiting for you.
Thank you.
Right. Yes.
You're welcome. One love, one mic.
One love. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're hearing us still, so we're in overtime. And this is Epiphany Radio, but now you can't get in. But our favorite New York, one of our favorite New York Johns, this is the poet laureate of New York City, J. Rob, the wildest man. Hey, J. Rob, welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How are you tonight?
Whatever, man. You disrespectful asses. Nah. You disrespectful asses. I heard. I've been on the show listening.
No.
It's cool. It's cool. My feelings ain't hurt. I don't have to be the object of anybody's affection. I'm a legend in my own mind.
Wait a minute.
No.
Because, see, I included you in the threesome. And you want to do me like that?
I didn't hear my name nowhere except, you know, that I'm Mojave. And I hate Mojave for a couple of minutes right now. So I ain't talking Mojave for the next 5 minutes. But it's cool. Forget all y'all. I just stayed on the line long enough to say that. I ain't got no poetry. I stay long enough to say forget all y'all, just like Stewie did on Family Guy when he didn't make American Idol. Forget all y'all. I'm going to make it big, and then you're going to be like, oh, that's the guy that got disrespected on Epiphany Radio on the Erotic Love Zone. Yeah, I remember him. I'm going to just sit here, drink my wine, eat my bananas.
If he snatch his award and leave, he trying to say
and just forget all y'all. I was going to make it big anyway. Y'all see? I need not near one of you. I'm all right. I'm my own best company.
Okay. Well, all right.
I knew we was going to catch it. I knew it. And we try to put our sexy voice on for you. Hey,
whatever.
No.
Oh, wow.
This is why I rock. This is why I hang out with Umar Muhammad. This is why I hang out with Brother Umar. Because Brother Umar ain't got nothing negative to say about the black man. So it ain't all about, it's not always about the light-skinned man, but he talks about the black man, and it's all right.
Oh my God.
I ride with Brother Umar for real.
Oh.
And the brother was right. He said the detriment of black men is going to be the disrespect coming from black women. I never thought I'd literally see
that. No, don't do that. Come
Lord
on.
Lord have mercy. You. Being brown and get your frown. Being light is all right.
Oh God. Oh. We.
I don't even smoke light. I don't even smoke canned cigars. I'm so down for these for the cause. All my cigars are dark brown.
You were not excluded.
I'm having a tall glass of whatever. don't like Stewie do said, forget all y'all. I'm going to be famous.
Don't do us like that.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
So, I ain't got three questions, but except I hope y'all have a good night. Hope y'all have a good night. This has been a very interesting show. I came through the support because I was at work.
You better not hang.
I was writing and I was at work. I got reports to finish because I work for white people. You know how white people feel about dark-skinned people. So come on, I gotta get this done because I'm trying to keep my job because, you know, me and my roaches got to eat. So thank you. Thank you, Cleveland. Y'all have a fantastic night. I want to just get the upper chest. I'm going to call my cousin later on and be disrespectful to my cousin. But I love y'all. I will be back next week. I seriously don't have anything. I just came to talk some shit. Seriously. Because I just left work.
All right.
My cousin came on with some Miles Davis, and I was like, really? Really? This was like a scene out of Five Heartbeats. Trying to riff like me. I was like, it's okay. Okay. There's no respect in here. And then everything sexy, they were like, Van in my heart, Van and David, it's Van and for real, it's Van and anonymity, it's Van and just nobody else. I was like, nigga.
Oh, my God.
Okay. It's cool. It's cool. It's cool.
Crazy.
It's like, so if you want to have crazy, sexy, nasty phone sex in outer space, who would you have for people you're Van in Mojave? And if you want a romantic evening, who would you have? Van and maybe forever. And if you wanted to have, who got the Texas list that would go down and just eat you like nothing you ever had before? Van and maybe Mojave, your favorite mine. It's like, and there's
nobody else. I didn't say anything.
Wow.
Okay.
Cool. They're like, and who do you think is sexy in the Pimpy Radio universe? Van and for real the poet. I was like, cool. Oh, it's cool. It's cool. Yeah. It's cool.
Well, no,
like, and who got the sexiest poetry? Van and Mojave. We got the freakiest poetry. I was like, wow. And David Mark got the prettiest eyes. And Van and Mojave. I was like, what the fuck? And there's nobody else. I was like, okay. It's cool. Cool.
Oh, God. Cool. Be tomorrow.
Just like the water fountain that said whites only and Negroes, I'm going to drink from the Negro fountain, and I'll be all right. It was still water. It was still water. All right. Well, I like the show. I enjoy what I heard poets saying. I ain't got no questions. I'm just getting home from work. I just want to make sure I tuned in because I ain't disrespectful like that, and it's all right. It's all right. I'm gonna have another glass of wine with me and my ego. I'm gonna pick my face up from the floor, get me some Gorilla Glue, and I'll be pretty again to myself, and that'll be all I need. And it's all right. It's all right, John. It's all right. It's all right. You know we good, John. No, Jay, we good, Jay. We good. All right, John. It's cool. Still, I enjoy what I heard. Love the show to death. Y'all are racist as hell, but that's cool. I'll still keep coming back.
Hold on. I'm down with the brown. I'm brown skin.
They're like, boo to the brothers, but to all the light-skinned men listening, we want to make sure that you can have all the loving that you can ever want in one setting.
Oh, my God. All right.
It's cool. Go ahead. Keep gentrifying the poetry. It's all right. It's okay. I'm good. Wow. Hey, look at the time. It's kind of late. Y'all got other poets. Just wanted to come on. Thank you so much for this time. I'll curse out Mojave later on. I'm going back to forget all y'all.
I ain't say anything. My name is Emmett.
You on the show too? If you're on the show too, you're part of that conversation too, babe. Because not one time did you say, hey, that J Rob Chat's kind of sexy as goddamn self. Hey, J Rob said some sexy shit too. Hey, whoa. J Rob does some real fly, sexy, nasty poetry too. He don't do it often, but this shit is sexy. Not once.
You can't get the word in edgewise. Your cousin was killing it.
Whatever. I listened long enough, and now the chains is off. No, don't touch me, sugar. Don't touch me. And if real gonna stick up for y'all, looking out for the light skinned brothers, then we can all be some fighting motherfuckers up in here this evening.
Oh my lord.
In my Della Reese voice. So I'm just saying. They were like, if you was gonna be fucking anybody from Epiphany, who would you be fucking? They're like,
and Liberty and Farid Apart and Mojave because he nasty.
I was like, wow, John Robinson don't even get honorable mention. They're like, he can bring the water because we're gonna need water after all that sex.
It's John Robinson. He's good for water. Okay, cool. Like, he's not light-skinned and a beard and everything.
I cannot.
Cool. They're like, well, why not?
Because J. Rob's a second-class citizen like most of the Negroes in America.
It's cool. So, hey, listen. It's great being here. Love the show. I'll tune in next week when it's not so racial, and I'll have some poetry to spit. Life's all good. And life is good again. Love y'all. I'll call my cousin and disrespect him later on when I'm out of my feelings. Right now, I'm really in my feelings, and ain't no one letting me out the door. So me and my feelings is just chilling. So it's all right.
J-Rob.
What?
I love you.
You love me?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Right on. Solid. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Ran up five flights of stairs to get this information to people.
Because Karate Man bruised on the inside.
Because Karate Man bruised on the inside. J-Rob not crying because J-Rob like Karate Man. But Karate Man, y'all ain't going to see a brother cry. So I just had to get that off my chest. So it's all right. Y'all keep loving up on Van Meadows the way y'all do. My next life, I'm going to come back light-skinned and extremely mean to brown-skinned people. It's all right, though. Y'all going to think I was a member of the Ku Klux Klan up in this piece.
Oh, my Lord.
It's all right.
Goes back to when we was
kids in the playground. If you brown, you ain't down, but if you light, you all right. It's all right. It's all good.
Oh my lord.
That's how the sisters treated the brothers. They were like,
you too dark for me, but your light skinned friend could come over here. He cute, like a fresh prince. I'm
like, wow. Okay.
Oh my god.
Oh good.
Well, hey, listen. I read all the slave novels. I understand how this gets between brown-skinned people and light-skinned people. The sisters ain't trying to, you know, rock with the chocolate, but it's okay. So you're going to be, it's all right. Everybody want to be reminded of the masters. It's all right. It's all right. It's all good. It's all good.
You know what?
what I went to college for. I understand. I understand. I understand. That's what I went to college for. It's all good. It's all good. Still represent the red, black, and the green. Ain't no one got to represent that, but I still represent the red, the black, and the green. It's all right. It's all right. Because the black and the red, black, and green is for the people. It's all right. Because it's black for the people. Right on. Solid.
Lord have
mercy. I've taken up too much of your time. So, hey, y'all keep it black. I'm going to holler back at y'all. Solid. Right on.
Love you, God.
Right on.
God is good.
One love.
Right on.
Okay.
Yeah.
We love you.
Solid. Don't believe you, but that's still solid. Right on.
We love you, God.
Right on. Yeah. Positive people. Five fingers in the fist.
Oh, my God. Shall we take him to the love lounge?
No, baby, it's all good. It's all good. I'm gonna hit the streets with the fellas because I understand, you know, the love zone's only related to, you know, my light skinned brethren. So my hunk and Negro friends can just hang out. I'm gonna hang out outside. I'll talk to Kalinda some other time. She got my number. She already know what it is. You know, it's hey, yo, baby, hey, yo, holler at your boy later on. You heard? Here you go. Peace, girl.
Oh, no, Lord.
I gotta go. I'm not fucking with y'all tonight. I'm gonna holler at you. Peace, baby.
Oh, my God.
Kalinda already know what it is. She got my number. She going to call me later. You know, me and Kalinda going to hang out and do what we do. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, she chocolate.
No, okay.
You know what I'm saying? No. Kalinda be telling me to call Tawana's, but it's all good. So, hey, y'all have a good night. I'm going to go rock with Tawana, and I'm going to go hang out.
Oh, damn.
Deuces, y'all.
All right. Wow, one love, one night. Damn, I knew that was coming.
It's been a wonderful night, and everybody, you got
to him. Oh, sorry.
Absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen, oh my God. Thank y'all so much for coming in tonight. We had a ball. It was a blast. Thank y'all so much. Listen, y'all take care of each other and wear your mask.
Oh God. Lord have mercy. Oh my God. What'd you say, Diva?
Take us out, Don. Take us out.
All right. Yes. I'm going to say thank you, everyone. J Rob, we love you, baby. Okay. And you were included. You just didn't hear your name. But it's all good. But yes, everybody. Thank you so much for all the poets that called in, for all the wonderful questions, not being afraid to ask us whatever, and allowing us to be transparent with you for a bit. Also, yes, continue to love each other, respect one another, and use common sense. If you're not feeling good, stay away from people until you start to feel better and get that good relationship going with yourself, okay? And next week, y'all, we're going to bring you something super nasty. And with that, I'm going to say peace and take us out with this.
Climb on board. We'll go slow and high tempo, light and dark. Hold me hard and mellow. I'm seeing the pain, seeing the pleasure. Nobody but you, body but me, body but us, bodies together. I love to hold you close tonight and always. I love to wake up next to you. I love to hold you close tonight and always. I love to wake up next to you.
Body but you, body but me, body but us, bodies together. I love to hold you close tonight and always. I love to wake up next to you. So we'll piss off the neighbors in the place to feel the tears, the place to lose your fears. Yeah, reckless behavior, a place that is so pure, so dirty and wrong. In the better day. It's a paradise, and it's a war zone. It's a paradise, and it's a war zone.
I was on.